bucket to the shores of Orange Beach and all points in between. An insider's perspective on Alabama politics. It's the Jeff Poor Show.
I don't think Hank done it this way.
Welcome back to the Jeff Poor Show on FM Talk 106.5. Thanks for hanging with us on this Monday morning, broadcasting right outside of Birmingham in Shelby County, where I grew up, but coming off of Talladega weekend. Hopefully everything holds up. Anyway, 251-343-0106. Still to come about a half hour from now. WVN Dell Jackson, also of Yellow Hammer News, will be with us in the 11 o'clock hour. Congressman Jerry Carl going to make a quick stop by, talk to us about what happened Saturday. And then we'll wrap it up with Paul DeMarco. He's a columnist for the Trussell Tribune, but has some interesting takes on criminal justice and criminal justice reform that I think are important to talk about. So stay tuned for that. But joining us now, as promised, he represents North Mobile County, part of Baldwin County, but comes on every other Monday on this program. We're appreciative of that. State Representative Shane Stringer. Representative, good morning. How are you?
Doing great, man. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for making time. Well, so it's up there Wednesday in Montgomery at the State House, as I usually am. I'm starting to sense the fatigue, and you've been through this every year about this time. It's like you start out the year, you're very hopeful, optimistic, you got your bill, maybe this is going to be a good year for you, and at some point reality sits in, and reality seems like it's starting to sit in, at least among some of your House colleagues.
Yeah, I think everybody's kind of getting ready to go home and, you know, wrapping it up. I think we got 8 days left. You know, when you get down to the five-day mark, that's when, you can pass a bill in both chambers with 5 days left. But after that, it's impossible. So everybody's kind of pushing now, trying to get everything done that they can.
Is it always like this? Like, how... It just seems like the very beginning, maybe you burn through some days. That we're always playing this game where, oh, we just ran out of time. And I don't know. I mean, like, if it's something people that has broad support, that shouldn't happen. But that's got to be like a frustration. Maybe not for you, but at least for some of your colleagues.
Yeah, I think some get frustrated with it. You know, we spent a lot of time on gaming this year and burned a lot of days on that. So we're playing makeup from some of that. But, you know, it's kind of like my bill that I'm doing that's going to prohibit credit card companies from tracking gun purchases and ammunition purchases. That's we're pushing the limits on getting it passed, hoping we can get it out and get a vote on it this week and get it through the Senate. But just, you know, everybody's got their agendas and want to get things done, so we're pushing hard trying to accomplish that.
That gambling really sucked a lot of oxygen out of the room, and it wasn't the prettiest vote. I mean, they really, really did twist a lot of arms, and it ground everything to a halt for the first 2 weeks. And then you had the IVF situation, too, right? That took up a little bit of time. There were some unforeseen circumstances this year, it seems.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure that leadership didn't see the IVF thing coming and, you know, having to address that and spur of the moment kind of deal, too, you know, where you got to come up with a solution to all of that. So, you know, it's a lot of bills have came and gone, a lot of bills still yet to come. You know, I look just as much at some of the bills that I think we need to block and stop as much as I do the ones I want to pass. So, you know, we'll continue to monitor that situation and just look at some of the legislation that's being proposed and what's coming at us.
What do you make of the conference committee and on gambling? This may take up even more time, as if 2 weeks wasn't enough. The possibility that you'll get something. Now, I talked to a couple lobbyists last week. They're convinced that we're going to see something this year. I'm not, just as an impartial observer of the media, well, maybe not impartial, but neutral, we'll say. I don't know. I'm not sure that you'll get something this year. How do you feel about that?
I would be shocked if we did. You know, you hear one week or one day it's coming back, and then the next you hear it's dead. So, you know, I know it's some major concerns and issues with it, and it's going to shock me if it gets brought back to us. But it is possible. I guess anything's possible in Montgomery. So we'll just keep working hard and see what they bring us. But, you know, I voted against it last time, and I would have to really do a deep dive to change my vote.
Well, I tell you, and it's interesting, Representative, that, you know, they take another shot at it, but there's no way you're going to get the same bill that you had at the beginning of the session. It's definitely, I mean, if the Senate's going to have their say and it's going to be scaled down. Now, your colleague, Reed Ingram, who's just, from what I can tell, was a big, staunch opponent of gambling, is at least open to the idea of what the Senate is doing. Let's just keep it at the Senate. The Porch Creek Indians, if they do what they do, I mean, lottery only, does that do it for you?
I don't know. I'm going to have to really look at it. Like I said, it's going to take a lot to change my mind or my vote. So I'll keep looking at it and see what they got. You know, I do think that Porch Creek does a better job than what I've seen across the country, and they do put back a lot of money into the state and, you know, contribute into some of the smaller towns and cities and helping them. But, you know, I don't know. It would take a lot for me to change my vote.
Joined by State Representative Shane Stringer here on the program, with just a handful of days left in the session. Education budget now is in the Senate. You had a chance to look at that, I assume. Anything in there that caught your attention?
No, I did read over it, and, you know, everything's looking good. Of course, we're still blessed with a lot of revenue still coming in the state of Alabama. You know, we'll continue to try to be good stewards of the taxpaying money and watch over that as we distribute it out every year. And looks like they've done an awesome job on the budget. And, you know, I'm pleased with it.
The other thing, this was consumed a lot of attention last week. They want to take the sales tax on the internet and increase it. And I don't know. I mean, you're out and about in Citronelle. I mean, I would consider that the small town where potentially, and I suspect this is not the case, but the Big Ten mayors at least are trying to tell us this. Hey, that sales tax is higher for our brick and mortar stores and the online retailers to make it fair. Rather than cut the sales tax for our brick and mortar stores, they want to raise the sales tax on the internet sales. What do you think of that?
I personally didn't like it, and I don't think too many of the legislators did. We lots and lots of talk about it, you know. And I even made that proposal that we reduce the brick and mortar down at the internet sales tax. That would benefit our citizens in a time and day and age when we need it more than ever. So I don't know. Evidently that wasn't a solution. You know, really the only mayor I heard from, or the only city, was Mobile, and they were constantly reaching out, you know, wanting us to consider it. So it's, I don't see it going anywhere. Every legislator I've talked to is opposed to it. So I don't see how it goes anywhere from here.
It's too self-serving. 50,000 and up, and that's Madison, Hoover, the Dothan and Birmingham, et cetera, Huntsville, Mobile, Montgomery. They're going to stand to benefit here. So let's raise the sales tax up. And it struck me as this, we're talking about fairness and all of that, that it favors the Big Ten cities too much, and they were going to get the lion's share. And even if you believed that this was a necessary thing to level, quote unquote, level the playing field, the way it's distributed seemed unfair.
Oh, absolutely. It was. Now I think there's other ways that the Big Ten could look at cutting money, and, you know, maybe look at some of their staff and try to cut back if they're in need of this money. There's ways that we can do this without taxing the citizens every time something comes up. And, you know, I'm totally opposed to any new taxes at this point. This is ridiculous. We are, our gas prices are through the roof. Grocery is through the roof. We have got to, you know, we have got to slow down and look at our citizens and see what's best for them.
Yeah, the gas tax increase, I mean, you and I talk about this all the time, but when it occurs, and look, this money is raised in the populated areas, or places where there's a lot of gas consumption, where there's a lot of travel, but where some of these projects are going aren't where the money's being raised. It looks like this Rebuild Alabama, at least to this point, and maybe this changes in the future, it's like a wealth redistribution fund. I mean, it's not, and we can always point to this one road project. We can point to Highway 45 in your district. There's traffic, and it's in a place where there's, you know, people are consuming a lot of fuel and paying this fuel tax. There's no interest in doing anything with that. The interest is let's build a 4-lane road from Gadsden to Cherokee County or whatever.
Now, I agree. You know, we seen where the state came in and purchased the toll bridge in Orange Beach, and, you know, all along they keep saying they don't have the money to do nothing with Highway 45, but yet they can go in and purchase that bridge, you know. So there's money there. Like I've said all along, where there's a will, there's a way. And, you know, when the right person decides that's what they want done, then we'll see it happen. But until then, I'm just going to have to continue to be a squeaky wheel.
Well, and we could talk about this. We haven't talked about it in a while. Like, you look at Montgomery, you look at that town, and you look at what they're focused on, and it just seems like when you look at the highway projects, they're less concerned about maybe just traffic count and more concerned about traffic count that is primarily people, they are going from point A to point B within the state of Alabama. So it's just like the West Alabama corridor. It's like the big project in Birmingham. It's that. And the beaches are a little different, but there's a tourist element to that. But I think with 45, well, it's just people going Meridian North or whatever. They're not really staying here in Alabama. So why waste our time on that? And we're sorry, the poor people of Citronelle and that south part of a little quarter of Washington County there, even though it's 4-lane all the way to like Chicago or wherever on 45, you'll just have to suck it up coming south from Mobile, from the state line all the way to Mobile.
Yeah, I agree with that. You know, one thing that, you know, I wish they would have, if they were going to look at the gaming legislation, I wish they would have took and put 100% of that money toward our infrastructure until we were able to get it caught up and get it where it needs to be. And then after that, you know, put the money toward the school systems or something of that nature. But, you know, that was not the case. It was an amount going for infrastructure, but not, you know, what I think we need. So I think we have got to address our infrastructure and get it where it needs to be if we expect to grow.
Would that change your vote if you go where the money's allocated to infrastructure on gambling?
Probably not. But still, I think it, you know, I still think that it needs to be done. If they're going to pass something, which obviously they had enough votes in the House to do so. But I think they need to look at it, not just for Highway 45, but some of the other districts and other roads too.
Well, let me ask you this, and we'll wrap it up on this. Do you trust John Cooper with more money? I mean, we may be building an East Alabama corridor from Wendowee to, I don't know, Roanoke or Lafayette or something. I mean, you wonder if this administration, at least under this transportation director, is going to make the right choices.
It's hard to say. You know, I have not been impressed with what I have seen in the 6 years I've been here. And like I've said before, I don't think anything is going to happen with Highway 45 unless we see a change in the director. So, you know, it's hard to say. I'm not impressed with what I'm seeing in my district for sure.
Well, Representative, best of luck to you. Thanks for making time for us, and we'll talk again soon.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
State Representative Shane Stringer there. We got to get a break in here. We'll be right back. This is the Jeff Porter Show on FM Talk 106.5.